Casey back to the warning track, to the wall. Upper deck, goodbye baseball.
The Jerry DePoto Show.
A tape measure home run by Nelly Cruz.
Every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and more.
The Jerry DePoto Show is brought to you by Metropolitan Appliance and Monogram Appliances.
Streaming on every device on the 710 Seattle Sports app and 710sports.com.
And we are joined now by Jerry DePoto, general manager of the Mariners. Jerry, do you like the new music we got for you? It's a big fancy intro.
Yeah, it seemed really dynamic. I'm kind of pumped up.
There we go. You are, I understand it, en route to Cooperstown, which I think is absolutely fantastic. It'll be a really fun weekend for the franchise.
Yeah, I actually just got into Cooperstown about 20 minutes ago, and it is fantastic. Gorgeous. It is. Haven't been here in a handful of years, and I've never been here for an induction weekend, so I'm really excited about seeing how this all plays out. It should be pretty fun.
And Ken Griffey Jr. will be inducted this weekend. Jerry, the first thing we'll have to ask is about the trade, and we heard an analyst here just a little bit ago. He described it as a shopping opportunity for you guys, which I thought was a really sort of unique and kind of fun description of it, but probably not easy to give up Mike Montgomery, but you're getting some pretty important pieces back.
Yeah, you know, and I had alluded to the fact throughout, even dating back into the offseason, that every time we saw the chance to be opportunistic, we would take advantage of it. And this was one of those opportunities. You know, Mike, I said it to him yesterday when I informed him of the trade, that he has, from where he began in spring training as a kind of a contender to be the 12th man on our staff, to being what equates to our most versatile pitcher for the first 90-some-odd games of this year. He just did a great job, and he built up enough equity in the industry that it gave us, you know, a little bit of leverage. And for us to be able to go out and access a bat that we feel is major league ready and has the type of middle of the order potential that Dan Vogelbach has, and in addition to bringing on a young arm like Paul Blackburn, 22, and a former first-round draft, that he's been very consistent at each level, and we feel like he, too, has major league value as we head down the road. And Vogie should be, he's ready for the big leagues now. He may not fit our roster in the immediate present, but it is a not too distant future. We feel like he's really going to help.
What do you like most about him?
You know, he's the combination of patience and power, and he's got a real feel to hit. It's a kind of a meld between like a John Kruk and a Travis Hafner, is the way I would put it for those who remember Travis Hafner. But Dan has, from the time he was a teenager at Bishop Broad down in Florida to AAA, he's hit everywhere he's ever gone. And, you know, he's never garnered a ton of attention from, you know, prospect grading services, largely because he is not the sleek 5-tool athlete. He is just an offensive player. And, you know, he can punish the ball. It's left-handed. I think he fits in our ballpark very well. And as you'll see, there's all kinds of different video footage of Dan out there, but he's decidedly different looking now than he was on draft day. And he's done a nice job of toning his body, of working on his feet, and his hands have always been pretty good around the bag. And we feel like the ability for him to go over and take the reps at first base has really improved over the last year or so. And we're willing to give it a shot because this guy's bat has a chance to be really special.
You've mentioned the videos. Have you seen the bat flip?
Oh, I've seen all kinds of it. I've spent most of the last 2 weeks watching Dan Vogelbach video.
What's the personality like?
He's a lively guy. Actually, I said to him on the telephone when I spoke with him yesterday that you know, the part about him that we like most is obviously what he does in the batter's box. But the reality is that he comes with a little bit of personality. He has fun playing the game. From what I understand, he's got a little bit of the you know, clown around in the clubhouse in him. And I told him we want him to bring that. That's something that we covet a little bit. He plays with a little bit of an edge, and he's got some looseness to him that I think our team will really enjoy.
You know, we talked to Scott yesterday, Brock and I did, and I apologize. I don't mean to take over your interview, Danny, but we talked to Scott about that yesterday, and edge was one of the things he was bringing up and saying, yeah, we have some, but I would love to have a whole lot more. How important is that to you as you go through these shopping opportunities in the next 10 days or so?
Oh, I think it's really important. You know, anytime you can bring a little bit of an edge, and we're not mad scientists here, but there is an element of building the clubhouse that has to occur. And we've got a group of great guys. They all show up and give you an honest day's work. And you know, sometimes you need a little spice. And right now, a guy like Dan Vogelbach, although he's going to start in Tacoma, he brings a little personality to the group. And I'm sure there'll be others, whether it's acquisitions in the weeks or months to come, whatever we do in the off season or as we build forward. There are personalities coming from our minor league system, as you'll see when you get a chance to spend time around guys like Tyler O'Neill specifically. They have personality, and it's going to make for a fun transition.
What are the options the acquisition of Dan Vogelbach gives you going forward, Jerry?
Well, the options are we're going to find some way, whether sometime in 2016 or 17, to make Dan Vogelbach an everyday bat for us and give him the opportunity to just go hit the big leagues. And you know, we do have right now I've said it for weeks, while we don't have a perfect setup, Adam Lind and Deo Lee have done a very nice job of combining to give us productivity at a reasonable rate. And we always have a platoon advantage when the two are out there. And what they've done collectively, or I guess in aggregate at first base, is roughly right at the top of the food chain among American League first basemen in home runs and RBI, like the old-time TV stats. They've really delivered. And, you know, Adam's come up with a lot of really key hits. He hasn't had the greatest year by his standards, particularly with the on-base, but he's driven in runs. He's hit big homers for us. And Deho has been, at times, magic. And we can't forsake that. They've done a lot to help us to get where we are as we get down toward the end of July. And they're both pending free agents, so we needed to have another plan in place. And Dan Vogelbach gives us the ability to move in that direction. And it could be first base, it could be DH, it could be a combination of the two. And we do feel like that type of flexibility really helps, because there is no certainty of where we were going to be headed into the offseason or 17. And now this gives us the option to create leverage in a lot of ways.
It's Thursday, and that means Jerry DePoto's making his weekly visit with us here via the Venue Kings hotline. And, Jerry, a couple thrilling wins there over the Chicago White Sox, two great home runs. What I wondered, though, is how, with the trade deadline approaching, how do the day-to-day results of the team affect what you're doing and what you're looking at and the deals you're considering?
Not at all, actually. The results, we were committed coming in. And we have a very realistic view of where we are in the grand scheme of this, we believe we are a part of this playoff race. We are close enough to the action that we're going to stay in tune with it. But we have been geared toward putting the pieces in place that are going to allow us to extend our window. We lined up for most of the first 90 games of this year. We lined up as the oldest position player club in the league. And we need to solve that at some point. And some of it's going to come from internal promotion over the months and years to come. Guys like DJ Peterson, Tyler O'Neill, Guillermo Heredia will be a part of what we're doing, and there are others, but without looking too far into the future. And now you add to that a Dan Vogelbach, you add Andrew Moore, you have Paul Blackburn. We're starting to build up a little bit of a younger core that is in back of our present team, and you have to be able to create the next wave. And we have to stay focused on that. So that was part of what we were attempting to do. And I love Jeff. I love the fact that we've been able to stay where we are despite the injuries, despite the shortcomings. And we had a rough 6-week stretch, and we're right there. And Monty did a great job for us. And in the end, the fact that he was able to deliver us something that is presently valuable to us and inherently valuable to our future, we have to acknowledge that, and we have to act on it, and we did.
Jerry, can you get more athletic this year? Is it still possible?
Yeah, I think the most athletic player we can go access in our own system is Guillermo Heredia. But, that's the point. Coming in the offseason, you look around the field, we changed about half of the position player group. And, in the half, when you consider the fact that Robbie and Kyle and Ketel Marte, Bruiser and Franklin Gutierrez, Seth Smith, it's roughly the same group back. We added a couple of guys. Obviously, Leonis is a particularly athletic guy and has played great defense. Our other changes were in left field, catcher, and first base. I think we have gotten offensive productivity out of first base. And, you know, catcher is not ordinarily going to be associated with a super athletic position. So it boils down to left field. And, you know, that has been a bit of a sore spot for us this year. It didn't work out to this point, as we hoped. Hopefully the second go with Nori is going to go a little better than the first. I know he really applied himself in AAA, and, you know, he's going to give you an effort. But there were only so many places we could improve immediately. But we did go out and access some talent on the back end. Now, unfortunately, we saw Boog Powell get suspended, and Guillermo Heredia has made very nice progress. We do like what's coming through the lower levels of our system right now, and feel like at some point, likely in September, but minimally next year, you're going to see guys like Guillermo Heredia, Tyler O'Neill, and we will get more athletic. And that's not something you can just snap your fingers and create overnight. So little by little, we're going
to
get there.
All right, last thing on the deadline, and then we'll move on to other things going on with your club. But are there big names out there? I mean, the one thing that's amazing is you read through these lists of who's trading and who's available and this and that. Your team has been mentioned hardly ever at all on either direction. Are you guys potential buyers for really big names or even potential sellers for really big names?
I don't even know that there are really big names available in this market. And, you know, I don't know that really big name is something we're dialed on. We have really big names. We're not looking to trade really big names. The idea for us is how can we put ourselves in the best possible position to make a playoff run in August and September while not robbing our future? We have to start laying the bridge to get there. And, you know, maybe, and I'm going to say it for what it is, if we were the team that were 6.5 games out in front in first place, we would probably have a little bit different view of the situation than we do at this moment. But you have to be wise. You have to take care for protecting the future of the organization, because emptying the barrel right now to chase is just not the right thing to do. We have to behave conservatively and find those middle of the road opportunities. And I think we did yesterday. And if we have those opportunities again, we will take it. And if we can add a short-term piece that is going to help us in the immediate future, and it doesn't rob us from building toward 2017 and beyond, then we're going to do that as well.
Well, you've said with us before, Jerry, and probably very, very poignantly, that the two biggest additions that you'll get near the trade deadline, at or near the trade deadline, Felix Hernandez and getting Taijuan Walker back. Felix returned yesterday. What did you think of his performance? What does it mean to your team?
You know what? I think what he meant to our team yesterday is that for the first time in about a month and a half, we won that game. Is the easiest way to say it. Just the fact that Felix went out there and pitched into the seventh inning, that game has happened to us multiple times since Felix went down on the DL, and it usually ends with the starting pitcher exiting before the fifth inning is complete. And, you know, Felix was able to kind of warrior his way through that early two innings, you know, the first two inning struggle, and gave up four runs, and he kept us right there and gave us a chance to win that game and went out and pitched into the seventh inning. And as a result, even though it was an extra inning game, we were able to bring in the right guys out of the bullpen. We were able to build a bridge to get back to guys like Diaz and Cishek. And we had our best pitchers, our best bullpen guys in position to give the offense a chance to do exactly what it did. And too often in June and early July, we were not able to win that game. And yesterday, I say it probably doesn't look like the greatest box score in the history of Felix Hernandez, but it was critical for us that he was able to go out there and give us those innings, put us in that position.
Well, and the Mariners do have an off day. They're in Toronto. We'll be headed there. Jerry DePoto's in Cooperstown. Jerry, last thing for you, and there's just no way to say this other than it's a huge bummer. Kyle Lewis's injury sure stinks.
Oh, man. I think when Dr. Calfane called me yesterday, my heart just sunk. It sunk for Kyle. It sunk for selfishly for me and for the organization. It really is heartbreaking. He was off to such a tremendous start to his professional career, coming off of the Golden Spikes. He's truly had the year of his life. And to have his season end that way is really disappointing. But unfortunately, injury happens during the course of the game. It's one of those things. He had a collision with a catcher, and it is what it is. He will heal, and that will get better. it's just going to take some time, and we're going to have to cross all the medical bridges when we get to them. For now, we're going to let him at least get to a position of comfort before we. He's in a fairly good deal of pain, but let him get into a position of comfort before we take the next steps, and we don't anticipate that he's going to play for the rest of this year at least.
Have you seen the play, Jerry? I saw a video, but it was tough to tell exactly what happened on the play.
Yeah, it's tough to tell what happened. I think the catcher was drawn into the line by a throw, and it was one of those collisions that you'd like to go back and tell Kyle just to stop, but it just happened. You know, he was running full tilt. The catcher came into the line, and as athletic as these guys are, there's only so much they can do to avoid that moment. And, you know, it's like with you, I'm watching the same type of footage, but I know the people that were sitting there and have passed the opinion along. They felt it looked bad when it first happened. And when our medical people took a look, they had concerns immediately that some of the things we found out were in fact true. So I know Kyle's dealt with this very maturely. He's going to have some work ahead of him, and we'll get there. I feel terrible for the kid. I feel terrible for his situation. And, you know, it would have been so nice to see him finish out what was really shaping up to be a fantastic half year on his way to cresting in 2017. The good thing is he's playing his 20-year-old season, and he's got a lot of time in front of him. On the side.
Yeah, still a bummer, and obviously, you know, our sympathies as well. It just stings that it happened that way. I got to tell you, since we started talking, the only thing I'm now thinking about is the Tyler O'Neill, Dan Vogelbach reality show. I'm like, what those two guys together in the clubhouse are going to be like.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah, Tyler O'Neill, you know, if you get the chance to talk to Tyler,
crazy.
He has perhaps the deepest voice of any human being I've heard.
Do you
really...
You know the story of what he said to, I think it was Brad Adam, right? Because he did the thing at FanFest, and at the end of it, with his deep voice, Brad says to him, "Hey, nice pipes." And he says, "Oh, yeah, you should see me without my shirt on."
That is, I think the shirtless poster of Tyler O'Neill and Dan Vogelbach will sell like wildfire.
I'd love to see it. Jerry, we really appreciate it. We love talking to you each week, and thank you so much for taking the time.
See you, Jerry.
You got it, guys.
All right.
The Jerry DePoto Show with Danny, Dave, and Moore.
Brought to you by Metropolitan Appliance and Monogram Appliances.
The Jerry DePoto Show, every Thursday at 3:30, on demand, on every device, on the 710 Seattle Sports app and 710sports.com.